Welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. We are going to talk about meditation. That is right. We're going to be talking about meditation. I can't talk about meditation enough. It is my goal to have every single human being meditating. We're going to be talking about different types of meditation, how it works in the brain, benefits of meditation, and defining what is meditation. But before we dive deep, here's a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back, guys. So meditation is an effective way of focusing your mind to bring about relaxation, peace, and tranquility. This is why I am so passionate about meditating. I personally meditate regularly. It helps you gain a new perspective and enable you to stand back from your problems. Meditation is also practiced as a means of spiritual self-enlightenment, but it can also be used to relieve stress and promote relaxation. There are different types of meditation, but all focus on quieting the mind. The intention is to direct your concentration so that it is filled with peace and calm and cannot take off on its own and become stressed. When the mind is calm and focused in the present, it is neither reacting to memories nor worrying about the future. Two major sources of chronic stress. Meditation techniques can be divided into two basic groups. One being concentrative meditation, which focuses your attention on something specific, such as the intake of breath, or an image, or a phrase, mantra, in order to still the mind and facilitate the emergence of a greater awareness and clarity. Number two, another one is mindfulness meditation. A state of mind where you are aware of but detached from everything you are experiencing. Your attention is aware of sensations, feelings, images, thoughts, and sounds without thinking about them. You observe without making judgments. This means experiencing what happens in the here and now, taking a calmer, clearer, and non-reactive state of mind. If you use the analogy of a camera, it is like looking through a wide-angle lens. You experience more and your intention becomes broader. So let's talk about meditation in the brain. The brain is the body's computer, the center of all our thoughts, feelings, and sensory experiences, and the coordinator of all our bodily functions. The brain sends and receives messages via the spinal cord to all parts of the body. Brain cells communicate with each other by producing tiny electrical impulses. Meditation affects the electrical activity of the brain, causing the production of high-intensity alpha waves. Brain waves associated with deep relaxation and mental alertness. These in turn help to undermine our habitual stressed responses to dangers and difficulties. During alpha wave states, the part of the nervous system that governs automatic body functions, such as breathing, respiration, salivation, digestion, and heart rate, predominates, reversing the flight or fight response to danger and stress. The brain produces four types of brain waves, which indicate our physical state. Alpha, when we are deeply relaxed. Beta is when we're awake. Delta is during a state of deep sleep. And theta is a state of light sleep. So the benefits of meditation, you are able to control your mind instead of allowing your mind to control you, will bring peace and harmony into your life. Those who meditate regularly are less anxious, calmer, mentally more alert, and more efficient in managing time and energy. Research suggests that meditation brings benefits such as a more relaxed body, improved sleeping patterns, lower blood pressure, and reduced pulse rate, lower stress hormones, and improved circulation. So we'll go over how to meditate for those of you who are new to meditation. There is no right way to meditate, but in order to do so successfully, there are a few basic requirements to follow. A quiet place where you will not be disturbed, regular practice. If you're just starting, you can do it 15 minutes a day at the same time of day. Meditation in the morning helps you to feel calm and centered for the rest of your day. Meditation at night allows you to wind down. Be in a comfortable position. Usually sitting helps to stop you from falling asleep. But you don't have to sit. You can lie down. A focus for the mind to help you withdraw from your environment. So you can start off looking at a particular object and gaze at it until you go into a trance-like state. Looking at a plant, a candle, a picture can provide a focus for object-centered meditation. Me particularly, if I do need to look at something, if it's been like a really hectic day and it's difficult to jump into that centered trance-like state, I particularly like looking at a candle flame, and I burn incense, particularly sage. The smell of the sage calms me down, and looking at the swirls of smoke also puts me into a trance-like state. It's very hypnotic to look at the swirls of smoke in the air. And you may get all these meditation tools at happybeingwell.com. Under the meditation tool section, you can also find natural candles as well in the candle section. And crystals are also can help aid you in meditation by holding them. Crystals are very healing and soothing to hold. And you may learn more about the different energies of certain crystals and pick a particular crystal for the intention or goal of your particular meditation. You can do a self-love meditation, a compassion for others meditation, a meditation for more clarity, a meditation to increase your intuition. So like I said before, you may find it difficult to concentrate at first, but with more practice, the better you'll get. You may also feel sleepy to begin with, but as you meditate for longer, you will feel more alert. If you feel your attention is wandering, just bring it back to the focus of meditation. People usually achieve a meditative state by one of the following. By object meditation like we spoke of prior, concentrating on a particular object, feeling its presence, and focusing on its texture, shape, and other qualities. So holding a crystal, looking at a candle flame, looking at a flower. You can do mantra meditation, a word or phrase repeated continually until silently, either silently or out loud. In Hindu culture, Om is a sacred mantra that is widely used, though any word is suitable for you to use, whatever chant that has meaning for you. Focusing on breathing to achieve a state of meditation, you can count one on each out-breath. You can also do active meditation. So Tai Chi is another form of an active meditation. Swimming and walking can focus the mind and are more energizing than sitting still. So you can do a walking meditation. So we're going to quickly do a quick exercise to do a quick and easy meditation together. So sit comfortably with your spine straight, look downward, not focusing on anything. Let your eyelids drop to a level that feels comfortable without closing your eyes completely. Continue to look downward. You should notice that your breathing is slower and deeper. Return your eyes to their normal focus after a couple of minutes. You should feel relaxed and calm. And again, like mentioned, you can utilize tools such as burning incense, holding crystals, looking at a candle flame to help you get you started into meditative state. Kind of like, you know, when you're first learning to ride a bike, these meditative tools are kind of like the training wheels, if you will, to help you aid you to get into a relaxed state. And it's just as easy as that, guys. I really, really hope you practice meditating regularly. There's so many benefits involved, so many benefits you can receive. And wishing you guys all light, love, and blessings. And here's a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.